And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
In the exciting story of The Invisible Gorilla. Just imagine coconut pie every single day. It all began when Colonel Bleep discovered a secret way to make a powerful rocket fuel from coconut milk. And every nut the Colonel drained for milk also contained the makings for a scrumptious pie for Squeak and Scratch. Jug after jug of fresh coconut flight fuel now lined the shelves of Bleep's laboratory. And with Zero Zero Island's big supply of coconuts, the Colonel was sure his space scooter squadron would never be grounded for lack of this super fuel. But unknown to Bleep, the wicked Dr. Destructo had somehow learned of the Colonel's discovery. Already, the evil doctor has thought up a plan for destroying every single coconut on the island. His secret weapon is Grizzle, the trained gorilla, the hungriest coconut-eating beast in the whole wide universe. For 7 days, Grizzle has not been fed, and for 7 days, the starving gorilla has dreamed of nothing but his favorite food, coconuts. Thousands and thousands of luscious, sweet coconuts.
Come, Grizzle. Are you hungry, Grizzle? Good boy, Grizzle. Today, you will eat every juicy coconut on Zero Zero Island. Do you understand, Grizzle? Good boy. But first, we must make you invisible. Aha, good. Now, off you go. And remember, eat every coconut on the island, Grizzle.
The next morning, there was serious trouble on Bleep's island base. Poor Scratch had found only one coconut in the whole jungle. This meant an end to Bleep's rocket fuel discovery. And even worse, to Squeak and Scratch, it meant no more of those luscious coconut pies. With great care, Bleep drained each precious drop of milk from the last remaining coconut and quickly processed it into rocket fuel. With equal care, the puppet prepared their last coconut pie. But in a flash, the pie was gone, leaving a bewildered Scratch holding the empty plate. Sure that the caveman had greedily eaten the whole pie himself, the Colonel ordered Scratch to sit in the corner and not move until the clock chimes two. While the obedient Scratch sat perfectly still, serving out his punishment, Bleep and Squeak were unaware that an invisible gorilla was the real thief. Then, Grizzle struck again. Still, the caveman sat in motionless silence, faithfully following Bleep's unfortunate command. Now, all this activity had given Grizzle a powerful appetite. And he sped off at once to Bleep's laboratory workshop, where he smelled the delicious aroma of coconut milk. At that very moment, Scratch's punishment ended, and the caveman arrived on the scene just in time to see the hungry Grizzle guzzle down jug after jug of Bleep's powerful bubbling rocket fuel. Scratch blinked in awe. So this was the culprit that caused all the trouble. Silently, the caveman strikes back. Sending Grizzle and his explosive payload straight as a flaming arrow back to his wicked master. Yes, Scratch has saved the day. So for faithful obedience and heroic service, Bleep promised him a reward. And what prize do you think the caveman chose? Why, a delicious